When I walked in these doors, I had no idea how to be part of a congregation. That was about 15 years ago, or a little more. I still remember my first day. I met Jean Van Bronckhorst that day. She was so excited that I was here, even though we had never met. She walked me through what the fellowship was and Unitarian Universalism was, because I was brand new to it all. I found some groups to be a part of and made some friends who I will treasure for the rest of my life. But we all start in that same place, walking in those front doors, often not knowing anyone or ever having been in a Unitarian Universalist congregation before. And I've thought a lot about how people belong here at the fellowship and within congregations. Now, sometimes people who work at congregations get caught up on the number of members we have. But there are so many ways of belonging. And while signing the membership book can be a very important and meaningful ritual for many of us, it is only one way of being here. So I created this spectrum with a couple of colleagues to show how people belong. And for those who can't read it easily, it starts on one side saying curious and welcomed. That's kind of our outreach area. And then welcomed, connected, engaged is part of the welcoming aspect. And then engaged, integrated, and renewed is part of the deepening. So people start and move along the spectrum in many different ways, and there is no correct way. But what is important is that you are where you want to be in your life right now. We all started at the curious stage. This was before we attended, but may have heard about the fellowship through Facebook or a friend, and for some reason we were prompted to walk through those doors. Where you are now depends on your own personal journey. Maybe you are just at capacity in your life and are looking, and all you're looking for is 1 hour on a Sunday morning to be fully present. Maybe you have small children, or you're a caregiver to someone in your life, or work has just been overwhelming lately. We are here for you. You can reach out for a listening ear through a formal meeting with Leah or a member of our pastoral care team, or you could simply stop by the bowl of stones in the back of the sanctuary and add your story to the many in our chalice. You can just be here, coffee or tea in hand, with no other responsibilities. You are at the welcomed stage. We welcome you to do what you need to take care of yourself. And if we can assist, we hope you'll let us know. Or maybe you are going through a transition in your life, a relationship change, a job change, a move, and you're looking for something to help ground you, a place that helps you find peace in amidst the changes. Because no matter if it is a positive change or not, change is always stressful. You might try one of our meditation groups to just be with yourself for an hour or two, or one of our small discussion groups to talk about what's happening in your life and connect to others who might be going through something similar. You are at the connected stage, because connecting to others can help you find the community you need to help get you through this life change. Or maybe you've been here for a while and are looking for deeper engagement. While most of our groups allow people to attend when they're able, and that flexibility is really important for many of us, if you are interested in going deeper with the people of this fellowship or your own spirituality, prioritizing this in your life will bring you to the engaged stage of belonging. Or maybe you have been involved but want a new challenge or a new experience. We have many opportunities to allow you to try something new and gain new skills. The integrated stage of belonging is when you become a leader in this congregation. This includes board members, worship leaders, small group leaders, and just about anyone who has an idea and with some staff support runs with it. have training for people who have never done something like this before. And the benefit is not only do you know that you're helping make this amazing community happen, you also get to know the congregation in a new way. And lastly, on the spectrum, are those who have been in leadership or other deep engagement for a while and just need a break. This sometimes leads right back to the beginning of the spectrum, but again, everyone moves along this path in their own way. Recently, I had the pleasure of helping two people join the fellowship. They came for the first time on Easter Sunday in 2017 because one of them had grown up Unitarian Universalist. They wrote this. "We felt welcome right away, and everything about that service felt so right. It connected on a very emotional level. We've been coming on and off ever since that service 2 years ago, and recently we started coming almost every week. We quickly realized that this was a place that was missing from our lives. We agree that we both have been feeling really good about having spirituality as part of our lives again. There's something so special about this place. It falls in line with what we believe about spirituality and the world as a whole, and we've been looking for a way to become more involved in this community. We feel a real sense of community every time we come, and it feels good to know that we have a place we can come where we will be accepted and supported in our spiritual journeys, where we can grow as individuals and as a couple. We hope to someday be married here at the fellowship. We are so excited to be part of this community for years to come." Hearing people's stories like this reminds me what a life-changing community we have. So I invite you to keep talking about the fellowship to people in your lives, because one, some people haven't actually heard about us, and others may be going through a life change, and this is the place that they need right now. A place of community, a place of support, a place of love, a place of justice making. If you are interested in belonging in a new way, contact me. I'm happy to help you belong in the way you want to belong.
If you have been at the fellowship for a while, it means not only that you have come, that you have heard the call we just sang to come, come, whoever you are, but also that you have stayed. For most of us in this room, this coming and staying has been an adult act undertaken since you've been grown up. With some exceptions, I see a few of you here to whom this does not apply, the vast majority of our community members come from another religious tradition or from no religious tradition. Therefore, for many among us, your radical act is one of arriving. My radical act is staying, because I grew up Unitarian Universalist. When I was a toddler, my mother, who had been lovingly launched by her small Episcopalian church in Prescott, Arizona, looked around for a tradition that would better suit her own current spirituality and the multi-religious family she was creating with my Jewish father. She landed at the First Unitarian Church of Portland, Oregon, where she is still a member and religious education teacher. From my vantage point of belonging to Unitarian Universalism and staying my whole life, at least thus far, I have a quarrel with Unitarian Universalism. This is the sharpest criticism I've ever voiced from this or any pulpit. So here goes. Unitarian Universalism has a pathetically weak theology of staying. Think about it. We, and I pronounce myself guilty of this as well on occasion, talk about covenant as if it means agreeing to a set of ground rules for a specific duration, rather than as a way to live life deeply in relationship with ourselves, with each other, with the earth, and the very ground of being. One of the most widely read introductory books on Unitarian Universalism, this is a title available in our bookstore and I do recommend it, is called A Chosen Faith and addresses only choosing and never sustaining UU identity. We tell our children that believing in nothing, whatever that means exactly, and evolving past Unitarian Universalism is the ultimate sign of spiritual maturity. Now, before you come at me, let me just explain. I got some side eye at coffee hour, you guys. I have attended multiple coming-of-age type worship services over multiple years at multiple congregations, including just this fellowship. And at each one, youth share about where they are in their spiritual journey. It is consistently that when they explain that they don't believe anything in particular, that they get the most applause. This is an absolutely valid developmental belief for children, for youth, for adults. I hope that we all feel free to explore and express it. But why do we consider it a key indication of religious depth? Small wonder we do not retain our youth. However, disgraceful theological limitations aside, this fellowship has a wonderfully robust practice of staying. Do you hear the distinction I'm making between theology, the system of religious beliefs, the theory, and practice, its actual application? Let me give you an example of sound practice. Jody Bremer, in her stewardship testimonial, shared about how she found a place of belonging here and then stayed as the fellowship evolved and changed, and as her own life shifted, and even now, as she faces very real challenges. From her perspective, she stayed because this is a place of meaning and support for her. From our larger institutional perspective, she stays and she lets us minister to her, and we get to absorb her tremendous gifts as part of the ministry we can offer to others. Jody, thank you for your music, for your gifts, for coming, but also for staying. You have come yet again, come. And so have countless others who have powered this congregation across its decades, staying with us into our shared future. Witnessing how deeply many of you here have put down your roots and then let them hold you close. We sang that in our hymn of the month, that roots hold us close. Witnessing this has been personally instructional and inspirational for me. It helps me reflect on how we can strengthen this branch of our theology. I would like to lift up two resources on the theology and practice of staying. The first is our fourth UU principle, the belief in a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. We take so seriously that we must be faithful to the truth of our own understandings. And this fidelity can and should be applied to remaining faithful to relationships and community, especially through trying times. It is the height of ego to perfect one's own personal truth without setting the construction of that truth in a context where you are deeply and indefinitely accountable. Okay, maybe that is my strongest critique of Unitarian Universalism. Our second resource that supports rooted staying is our Universalist heritage. Early Universalists placed strong emphasis on sticking with the messy work of community, religious or otherwise. They especially applied this to unjust social conditions. They didn't believe that an afterlife litmus test would ultimately sort and transport us elsewhere selectively. We're going to spend eternity together, they reasoned, so we must learn how to live together here now. There's no running away. When we sang about being a lover of leaving, that was true. Life has many leave-takings, the minor and mundane, as well as the hugely significant. Think about it. We will all leave this building sometime today. And in a larger sense, sometimes our attention and commitment to this place and its people is necessarily refocused elsewhere. I am not against leaving. Yet I value staying. Don't ever forget that even as we sang of our love of leaving, we were also repeating that age-old invitation, Rumi's words, to come yet again, come. We are wanderers, worshipers, lovers of leaving even, but in spite of, or maybe because of, that, we can come yet again, come. We can stay. Listen for the theology of staying in these words. They are written by a friend of mine from Divinity School, the Reverend Teresa Novak. This reading is called Saved. Come into this place. There are healing waters here and hands with soothing balm to ease your troubled days. Bring your wounds and aching hearts, your scars too numb to feel. Your questions and complaints all are welcome here. Rest a while. Let the warmth of this community surround you, hold you, heal you. When you feel stronger, just a bit, notice those who need you too. They are here. They are everywhere. Weep with them. Smile with them. Work with them. Laugh along the way. Pass the cup. Drink the holy fire. Take it with you into the world. We are saved, and we save each other again, again, and yet again.